This weekend, the public library held a marathon overnight event called A Night of Philosophy and Ideas. It took place as thousands of demonstrators were protesting at JFK Airport. WMYC's Arun Venugopal explores how the city's cultural sector is responding to what's happening on the streets.
If philosophy and ideas sounds sort of genteel, men in tweed or old Austrians pontificating from the safe distance of their armchairs, this event was meant to serve as a rebuttal. It was actually kind of messy and crowded and occasionally even cantankerous. Here's an exchange featuring Gayatri Spivak, the extremely influential feminist and post-colonial scholar. She'd wedged herself between the stacks of the library. Her listeners, there were hundreds of them, crammed into every available inch of space. Some were even huddled at her feet as she held forth on the idea of borders today. Borders between nations, borders between people. But there were technical issues, so she wanted to be sure everyone could hear her.
Those of you who are in the back? Well, it's not my fault, man. I haven't got any kind of public address system here.
It's not that hard to learn to speak from the diaphragm. You're speaking.
See, this is what I'm saying. I am being taught by white men saving brown women.
And then once she was done, everyone got up and herded themselves to another jam-packed corner of the library, maybe picking up a beer on the way.
Stop the fascist Trump Pence regime.
Or a leaflet on political resistance.
We gotta be in the streets and stay in the streets.
There were lectures on robots, on homelessness, on pornography, the colonization of Algeria, the need for animal liberation. There was a documentary, Tokyo Reverse, showing a man walking backward through Tokyo. It clocked in at just over 9 hours. I only caught about half an hour, but it was great, as was a series of performances by the Trisha Brown Dance Company. Afterward, I talked to some dance students from NYU's Tisch School of the Arts. They explained to me how Trisha Brown had broken down ideas of movement in the 1970s, and that maybe the present moment is also one in which ideas need to be broken down, reformulated, rethought, and hopefully made less elitist, more accessible. Ben Norte was part of a capacity crowd that listened to the Cameroonian-born philosopher Achille Mbembe.
I just had my mind blown.
Mbembe had talked to the crowd about the future of democracy.
To be honest, I've been kind of seeking like an island of tranquility and a space where I can evaluate what's going on around in like a logical and concise way that makes sense. Especially since the things I see in the newspaper, on TV, in my worldview, really doesn't make sense.
Over the course of the night, the entirety of Plato's Republic was read out loud. And in the main atrium, a performance by spoken word artist Roger Bonnard Agar.
Dear brother, and so the rest of our brethren have come to know a thing we've been telling them for centuries. They have come to understand that perhaps their country does not love and hold the way the rhetoric of their movies with their perfect endings suggest. They have come to understand the possibility of siege.
Laszlo Jakob Orsos is the library's cultural curator and helped organize the event. And he's a philosopher himself. He comes from Hungary and witnessed firsthand how artists and thinkers functioned during communist rule, how they employed dissent, and how resistance sharpened their art. Now he lives in America, and he says that after years of assuming that things just keep getting better, a lot of people here realize that's not necessarily the case. That you can't stay in your bubble, or stay detached, or stay online. That you need to actually physically convene, and if need be, fight.
All of a sudden, you've been thrown into the middle of your life. It's an amazing feeling. It's energizing. And it's dangerous, but life, it ought to be dangerous. And it may as well gonna propel and inspires us to do absolutely relevant and meaningful things with art, outside of the art world in our everyday lives. And that's going to bring us a lot of joys. And it's going to bring a lot of sorrow and a lot of pain.
The event began at 7 p.m. and ended at 7 a.m. 7,000 people turned up. The library says it's almost certainly the most popular event they've ever had. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.